Well, second year in, do you feel any differently about this team than you did a year ago?
A little bit. Last year, you know, we felt really confident going into the season. You know, started off really well. You know, kind of lost our momentum down the stretch. You know, but right now I feel like we're a lot more detailed within our work, especially in the secondary, you know, and just on defense as a group. So, you know, they say that the group that's supposed to take the biggest jump is the secondary in the year from year one to year two, and we really see that. You know, so we're just looking forward to getting our hand working and then putting it on the field.
Hey, Dante, what kind of safety is Gibson going to be, and how uncomfortable is it that he's not here yet?
We already see what type of safety he is. He's a ball-hawking safety, you know, but we want to, you know, get him better in some of the other phases of his game. But as far as getting the football and making plays for our team and putting us in position to score, he's second to none out there. It's not really uncomfortable, you know, with him out, without him being here. We understand there's a business side of things. We trust him. We understand that he's back in Dallas working out. You know, but he's just going to have a little catching up when he gets back, you know, and that's my job to help him, you know, anyway, even before he, you know, was holding out or whatever you call it. That was my job to help him back there. So, you know, it's not really uncomfortable. We'll just wait for him to get here.
How do you see that playing itself out, Dante?
I really don't know. You know, I don't know where he stands. I don't know where the team stands. You know, but we do understand that, you know, I think he has a second-year tender. You know, you can't really sit out the entire year or anything like that. So, you know, we understand he's continuing to work out. He's staying in shape. And hopefully they can get something done, you know, because he's still a young guy, fairly young football player, playmaker for this football team, and, you know, hopefully they can get something done.
I think everyone kind of thinks this is after last season, a top five, maybe mm-hmm. six, seven secondary yeah. in the NFL. Can it be the best, or is that too much to ask?
When you're going to look at the stats, I would say that we were number one and number two in every category in National Football League that really, you know, distinguishes if you're a top secondary. So I'm not going to say top five or six. I'm going to say in the top three, you know, and that's based on, you know, men lie, women lie, stats don't. You know, so go look at the stats, rank us with the best or whoever so-called supposed to be the best and see what we ranked against those guys.
Seattle and who else?
I don't know, but you can go and look at those stats, and we're up there one or two in every category. So I don't know what you have to do to be considered the best, but if the stats tell the truth, then I say we're up there.
Well, your opinion. I mean, you're mm-hmm. multiple-time Pro Bowl. You know mm-hmm. what's a good secondary. Mm-hmm. Who are the best two or three secondaries in the NFL?
I would have to say us. I would have to say Seattle. And then based on the players that the New York Jets picked up, I would have to say you have to put them up there, but they still haven't went out there and, you know, collectively, you know, did anything together. So I would say, you know, Cleveland Browns and the Seattle Seahawks.
Dante, I think you've gotten pretty close to Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk about, you know, how is he doing? We haven't gotten a chance to talk
yeah.
yet. How do you think he's doing, and are you kind of taking him under your wing a little bit and, you know, mentoring and those kind of things?
First off, Johnny's a very young guy, and he understands the mistakes that he made. You know, so he's taking the proper steps to try to keep himself out of, you know, the trouble, you know, from being out or, you know, people seeing him somewhere and saying Johnny's doing this, Johnny's doing that. And now he understands how serious it is. You know, so he'll be all right. You know, today was our first day being out here, but I can tell you one thing. He was here 100% of the time in off-season workouts from conditioning and running and lifting, you know, from putting extra time in. You know, there's certain guys that, you know, stay later, get here earlier, and he's been one of those guys. You know, so all you can do is take the proper steps to become a good quarterback and then go out there and put it all on the football field. But everything off the field and the things he's supposed to be doing, he's really doing. So, you know, hopefully that translates to him going out there making plays and becoming the quarterback that we think he can become and that he wants to become.
Are some of you guys like Joe, you know, I know Joe spends time with him too,
mm-hmm.
are some of you guys taking it upon yourselves a little bit to kind of, you know, make sure that he's in the right places and doing the right things?
Yeah, but we don't really have to say anything. He's been doing that anyway, but I know there's another guy that actually works for LeBron James. His name is Maverick Carter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's taking a big responsibility on making sure that Johnny's doing all the right things. He has a mentor, somebody to talk to, certain things that he didn't really have, you know, the ability or somebody to talk to before. So I know he's taking a big responsibility in that, and, you know, it's like it's working out so far.
You know, Dante, there's always so much coaching turnover. How good is it going to be for you guys that 2 years in a row now, same D coordinator, same secondary coaches?
Well, you know, I was in San Fran. You know, I don't know about too much turnover. I had a lot of turnover when I was in Buffalo. You know, but it's good. Now the players know the coaches know the players. You develop that trust. You start to tweak things. Players start to understand the call and understand what the defensive coordinator is thinking by the call that he makes, and vice versa. He understands the things that his players are going to understand, how much we can actually handle as a unit. You know, so I think it's really big. You know, going 7-9 last year, losing so many games by 3-4 points, you know, we understand that, you know, after we watched the film, there was maybe 10 to 12 plays that kept us out of the playoffs last year that made us lose those games late. Mm-hmm. 10 to 12. It was that many.
Yeah.
You know, so we understand that if you go out there and you correct certain things, you know, maybe we're not even in close games at the end of the football game. Maybe we're, you know, winning by 2-3 touchdowns because, you know, we'll have games where we'll play great. And we'll go out there and play the Steelers and beat them 30-something to 7 at home and do what we did to Cincinnati on Thursday night. Mm. And then we'll go out there and play a team that we're really supposed to beat, you know, to the end of the game and to the fourth quarter. So we understand the small mistakes that we made. We understand it's 10 to 12 plays that kept us out of the playoffs. And I want to go out there and make sure that doesn't happen again.
Justin Gilbert, how have you seen Justin coming along off the field?
Well, again, he's been here almost every day. When he hasn't been here, it's been for good reasons. You know, just like last year, one of the most talented guys that we have athletically. Can run as fast as anybody, can jump as fast as high as anybody. But it was just with him, it's just understanding the details of the game and not just going out there and rolling your helmet out there and expecting things to happen because you have so much athletic ability. To go out there and make sure that, you know, when we're all taking notes and you think like you feel like you know something, to make sure that you're writing everything down with everybody else. To make sure when you get back to your house or your apartment that you're going over things 2 or 3 times. To make sure when everybody else leaves this building that you go upstairs and meet with Coach Half for an extra 30, 45 minutes. And those are the things that he's doing now. So, again, we've only been out here for one practice. But, you know, the assertiveness that he showed as far as in walkthroughs and knowing which leverage to be on a guy or when he should be high on a guy or trailing. He got a safety over the top. And he's learning all of those small things. So hopefully they do transfer to when we get back to live action and training camp and going to the season.
Dante, you were very vocal about that at the end of last season, that if guys didn't want to be here, then they shouldn't be here.
Yeah.
Are you changing your role at all this year? Are you making sure, are you the one telling Justin this is what you need to do? Are you the one telling Johnny this is how you need to?
Well, those are the things that I told him last year, but it takes a year. It takes for guys, you know, in the media to get on you and the fans to get on you for you to really understand it. It's not just coming from within this building. It's everybody keeping an eye on you. You're a first-round pick for a reason, and you were expected to come in and help us win football games. And when things don't go like that and you're not controlling the things off the field and you're showing up late and you're missing meetings and things, and that's when it's time for guys to really get on you. So they understand that now. And that's why he's been showing so much assertiveness and walkthroughs and being here on time and not missing workouts. And, you know, the guys really want to be good. That last year was disastrous for them, you know, and I don't think they want to repeat that again.
You talked about Johnny being here 100%. On the weekends, too? Last year, the weekends, he was leaving.
Yeah, this weekend. I remember last weekend they made it a big fuss about Johnny being in Vegas for Memorial Day weekend. Johnny was here in Cleveland for Memorial Day weekend this year. So, you know, that's another step that he's taken. He understands that you can't be in Vegas or Miami or any other places. You have to be here. And if you have to come in a day or two extra for an hour or two per day, then that's what quarterbacks do. And no matter if you like it, you have to be here.
What's your philosophy? Do you ask him about his sponsor, about his meetings, about things like that, or you just worry about what happens on the field?
No, you understand which cars are in the parking lot. You know, so when everybody's leaving and you see one or two or three cars still left out there, you pretty much know who's putting extra time in. When you get here in the morning, you see who has those first couple parking spots, you know who was here before everybody else. So Johnny's been one of those cars that's been out there, you know, majority of the days. One in the early parking spots, one in the late cars. So, you know, he's taking the steps that it takes to be a good quarterback. Now, when he gets into those meetings with the coaches and things that he's picking up, I don't really know what's going on in there. This is our first day on the field. You know, I'll be able to tell you a little more after we have a few more practices. But as far as the things that he's supposed to be doing on the field, he's doing them.
All last summer, we kept asking you, Brian or Johnny, Brian or Johnny, knowing that you have a starter named Josh. Does that change things? Do you think the team has less distractions?
Well, I can tell you one thing. Josh looks really good. He looks really, really good. I remember playing against him in Chicago a couple years ago. We played him in San Fran, and we actually thought he looked better than Cutler. You know, especially when he gets some time to throw the football, when he have skilled guys around him, he knows where to go. I think it's what, his 13th, 14th year, something like that. So, you know, he's still a guy that can get out there on the basketball court and dunk a basketball. He's a guy that still has a lot of athletic ability, has a strong arm, knows all the reads. You know, it's even sometimes today he beat Joe Hayden on a double move and told Joe he was coming after him. You know, so you understand that if he gets some time, he can make all the plays. So, you know, we're looking forward to that competition, but right now it looks like he has a grip on it.
All set, guys?
All right, thank you.
Thank you.